It is 2:33 here, and ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Al Roker is here. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Mary Lynn or Diane?
This is, yes. Okay. And Ryan's here with me, and what a thrill to talk to you, Al. I mean, you're just such a lovable guy.
Well, yeah, we watch you every morning.
Well, we thank you very much. We have a good time in the morning.
And, of course, you are America's favorite TV weatherman, also president of Al Roker Entertainment, and an author. And we want to talk about your new book, The Talk Show Murders. But first question for you. I mean, I know you've done some fun books. We mentioned them earlier. You know, the one about being a dad and
yes,
the barbecue.
In fact, my son is here right now. Okay.
Oh.
Nice start. You got to go downstairs, bud. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. So why crime, not romance? What do you love about doing crime?
Well, you know, I've always loved murder mysteries. I think it's something I inherited from my mom. She was a big reader, and she loved mysteries and thrillers. And I remember seeing Ellery Queen and, you know, some of the other greats, Nero Wolfe by Rex Stout and all those other great, you know, authors. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I kind of gravitated to as a kid and just continued as an adult and always thought it'd be fun to write one of those.
Wow. And so now here you are, and this is your second crime novel book, right?
This is actually the third.
Oh, okay.
It's a series. The hero is a guy named Chef Billy Blessing. He happens to be a bald, stocky African-American man who likes to cook, has a restaurant in Manhattan, and is a co-host on a popular morning show. Nobody I would know.
What's going on here?
Well, they always say write what you know.
Has he recently lost, like, a whole lot of weight?
Well, you know, he is trying to get fit, but again, being a chef, he has trouble. But, you know, the first one was called The Morning Show Murders, and somebody on the morning show gets bumped off. And then the last one was The Midnight Show Murders.
Okay.
He had actually been sent by his network out west to help launch a late-night talk show, and somebody gets bumped off there, and now he's in Chicago on one of the, you know, their morning show, Wake Up America, is doing a two-week stint of remotes from the Windy City. And while he's on a talk show, a couple of the guests get bumped off. So wherever he goes, trouble follows.
It's like you would think at some point, shows around the country would just not invite this chef.
Yeah, you know, it's like, wait a minute, this guy's bad news. Look out.
Oh, of course, that may be why he gets the invites, because people
are hoping. They're hoping somebody will get bumped off.
And so, this must have been fun writing about Chicago and, you know, kind of incorporating Chicago into this novel.
Yeah, you know, I love Chicago. It's mm-hmm. a great, great city. I mean, it's like New York without a lot of the troubles. You know, great architecture, great food. You gotta love it. There's got a river running through it.
Yeah.
And a lake. I mean, boy, you got it all. So, you know, and I just like the people of Chicago.
You know, and if you come down, you know, south just a couple of hours here to Champaign, you'll find the same kind of people, just not a lake.
There you go. There you go.
But, well, wonderful. And you know, this is, you know, go out and get the whole series.
Yeah, you know, and it's available everywhere. I recorded the audio book, which was, it's kind of like doing radio drama, because you've got to do, you know, unlike when I wrote my book, Don't Make Me Stop This Car, which was basically a memoir about, you know, our life with our, you know, trying to get pregnant and mm-hmm. our kids, you know, it's your voice and that's it. But when you're doing a fictional audio book, you've got to do all these voices and then keep them straight. So it's a challenge, but I really enjoyed it.
Wow. So you don't have anybody else come in. You're the one who does all the different voices?
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, they could have done it, but they asked if I wanted to do it. And I thought, okay, I didn't realize how much work it would be, mm-hmm. but you know, it was at the end of the day, pretty exciting, pretty fulfilling. I mean, it's like, kind of like what I do, you know, with my production company. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not hosting these shows. Like, we've got a show that airs Wednesdays on the Weather Channel at 9 o'clock, 8 Central, called mm-hmm. Coast Guard Alaska. I mean, I'm not hosting it, but I get to produce it. And it's really kind of amazing television in that. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, Deadliest Catch.
Yes.
Well, when those people get in trouble, these are the folks who rescue them.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I just taped an episode of Alaska State Troopers last night because they started it. So I'll definitely check out that show. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, this one, I mean, these are, the weather in Alaska, as you can imagine, turns on a dime. And these rescuers have these chopper pilots and rescue swimmers go out in weather that, you know, most people would never think about going out in.
Yeah. You know, I guess you bringing this up is just another thing that's amazing about you, Al. I mean, obviously, we love you, been waking up with you on the Today Show for years. Always love to listen to your forecast. And here's what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Sunday.
Yeah. But you've got that. You're a dad. You're a husband. You're the president of your own entertainment company. I mean, you're an author. How do you do it all?
I'm part of a government cloning project. It's like anything, and it's not much different than I think a lot of people who, you know, you've got two career families, you're juggling. Yeah. You know, we're very blessed. We have a terrific caregiver mm-hmm. who helps us out. She was sick recently, and I tapped my sister who lives in Cleveland to come stay with us for a week. It's that juggle that everybody does.
Right.
My wife is a correspondent for 2020. She just got back from Bangladesh, doing a story. Before that, she was she has a mother. She cares for her mom in Georgia. We're all doing this. It doesn't matter who you are. So you just have hopefully really good people working with you. And you do the best you can. Look, stuff's going to fall through the cracks, and right. You wish you had more time to do things, but you do the best you can.
Well, I know that you've got a lot of people to talk to today, and I guess we couldn't let you go without at least talking a little weather with you. They're saying here in the Midwest that it's going to be just a brutal winter. What do you think?
Well, brutal is it. I remember that I was there in Chicago for the blizzard last year. I just think what we're going to be looking at are these just swings of weather, violent swings, and we'll have. Lots of periods of calm, but when we do have severe weather, all hell's going to break loose. And I think that's this legacy of climate change. And people get all worked up if you say global warming. I prefer to use the phrase global climate change, mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be seeing, more extreme examples of weather. Okay. You look at the Santa Ana winds we just had in Southern California, worst in over 10 years. It was like a hurricane hit. The October snow, the freak October snowstorm we had here in the Northeast, mm-hmm. The damage from Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. You're just looking at, more extreme weather. You average it out, it may not be so bad, but when you have these extreme weather conditions, they're really doozies.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, I was hoping things might calm down. Maybe we wouldn't get any snow and no snowstorms, but I guess that's not what's in the store for us.
Well, and no snow also affects you later in the year.
That's true.
If you don't have that snowpack and that gradual melting, that affects you in the spring.
Any big surprises, not just in the Midwest, but throughout the country, any big surprises weather-wise people might see this winter?
Well, I think we're not going to know them until they happen. That's the sad part.
Oh, well, we were hoping that you could predict these things, Al.
If I could, I wouldn't need this job.
All right. Well, hey, and you can find Al online at Roker. It's www.roker.com. That's Al Roker's entertainment website. And what a pleasure to get to talk with you in person. Thanks for all that you do. And we look forward to reading The Talk Show Murders, available everywhere good books are sold.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
Thank you.
Okey-doke.